we're at a 7 away from 8. Television habits have changed so much, it turns out, that kids are growing up with different accents. Now, in the US, they're reporting that the kids are speaking a British accent thanks to Peppa Pig. And the longer you're in lockdown, apparently, the more you watch, and the more you watch, the more you're affected. Speech and language specialist Catherine Campbell's with us on this. Catherine, morning to you.
Good morning, Morena.
It's Mayor. My kids used to say, is he the Mayor of Auckland? And I could never work out why the hell they were saying Mayor. But of course, it turns out Americans call them the Mayor.
Yes, that's so true.
Fortunately, they grew out of it, which I assume most kids do, don't they?
Yes, they do. And, you know, New Zealand is pretty unique in its linguistic capacity because we really do borrow heavily from both English words, British English words, and also American English words. So while we tend to say things like holiday rather than vacation, we tend to use the American word like truck instead of saying the British word lorry. So we're quite fortunate we can pick and mix from both countries that provide the English language to us.
Is that different? Words are different to accents. I mean, if you're using a different word, if you watch a different or hear a different word often enough, you'll use it maybe. Where does the accent thing come from? If you're just surrounded by it, you will start to mimic it.
You're quite right. Words are different from accents. Accents tend to be picked up by children from their peer group. And I can think of a great example. Many years ago, I lived and worked in Scotland for a few years, and I met another Kiwi, of course, who was married to an Englishman, and their children spoke with the thickest Scottish accent because that's where the children went to school and that's what their peer group was around. Yeah. So even though their parents had a Kiwi accent and quite a smart English accent, the children actually spoke with a really thick Scottish accent.
How do you explain people who come here, live here for 30 years, say from America and still speak American, so to speak?
Ah, right, because there's a critical time period. So if you move to a country about after the age of 18, you usually retain some of your accent. So it's one of those things that happens really early on in children's language and speech development that they will assimilate with the local accent. Then once you get to that age of about 18, your accent's fairly set in concrete. And while you might go and live somewhere else and you might slightly modify it, you'll still ultimately have that the foundation accent that you grew up with.
Having said that, even if your kids lock down for the rest of their lives and they end up speaking like American, it's not like really the end of the world, is it?
It's not the end of the world. And to be honest, children can do far worse than speak like Peppa Pig. She's actually very well spoken and she's got a wonderful vocabulary. So actually, you're quite right. It's not the end of the world at all.
Nice stuff, Catherine. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Catherine Campbell.